Hey, Coach.
Hey.
Wow, we love having you come in. And this is weird. They've already played. You got to go there last night.
Yeah. You got to do something unusual for a high school coach.
You know, Coach Hammond called me a couple days ago. Said, hey, after team dinner and after the junior high game, you want to go with me over to Reed's? And I said, yeah. And I don't really get that opportunity ever to just – I'm a high school football coach, sure. But I'm also a high school football fan.
Right.
Like, I just love high school football. And so to just go down the road to Reed's and just enjoy a game that I had no pressure, you know, it was kind of fun. And so me and Jacob went over there and just enjoyed. And it was a really cool atmosphere. And, you know, we're all in the same community, Hollister, Reed's, Branson, sure. And Table Rock community. And so it was cool to see – football over there and lawn chairs all around the track.
Pretty, huh?
And yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
When you're a coach like that and you're sitting there and you see some, do you
great
as
question.
A coach say, oh, hey, well, if you'll send that number 7 around the end, he'll make it? I mean, do you think
no,
that
I'll
in
tell
your
you,
mind?
And forgive me for not knowing his name. I was impressed with some of these kids. Coach Johnson has number 17, his running back. Had a heck of a game, so I asked if I could borrow him tonight.
You know, but, well, he's not playing.
You know, he's not playing tonight.
He's
you know,
open.
So they had some good talent. So I was just watching it as a fan more than anything else.
Let me tell you something that was kind of maybe like not fortune telling, but I knew what was going on. I knew you went somewhere.
How'd you know that?
Well, because I had a high school football player show up at the grandparents' house a little early on a Thursday night.
And
he just said the same thing Anthony said after the team dinner.
Yeah, coach was gone.
Well, he didn't say it.
Oh, he didn't.
But now that he said it, I can see why, because we had the dinner. It's kind of like looking at Mr. Hammond's going, good dinner. Excuse me, guys. We'll see you later. Now, yeah.
Well,
first, go ahead.
Well, first I went over and watched our seventh grade play, and then we went over there. So we
did you see anything? This is what I thought you were going to ask. Did you see anything that Andy did or that Mike did as you kind of look at things? And you don't do like you and I would do. You don't run along. Hey, I see one. We're going to do it. We're going to toss it to 14. No. Did you see anything that they do that you saw?
Yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, I was just talking to Coach on his way out. They Reed Springs has that really good tight end, D end, the kid with the D1 offers, and he's a heck of a player. And so Hollister would line up, and then they would shift their strength. They would set him to the strength, and then they'd shift right before the play to the other side, and they would change the strength. They would do a tight end trade to the other away from him. They did it all game. I thought that was really smart. You can kind of dictate where their best defender is, and then shift away your strength away from him. And then there's really not much you could do about it defensively because you don't want him flipping side in the middle of the play. And so I thought that was really, really unique and
Keith,
a good job.
You've seen that in college and in pro. I mean, there's some guys that I know there's 11.
Yeah.
And I know that one player does not dominate.
Well,
but I'm telling you, sometimes a player can dominate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And when you take him completely away, I think it's pretty good. Well, here we go. Yeah. Let's go back. Coach Anthony Hayes, our guest this morning, head coach of the Branson Pirates. He's already got, three wins under your belt now, if I'm correct.
2-2.
2-2.
Where'd you sound like Nebraska.
Oh, well, anyway, I was reading the L's backwards. Okay. So, Neosho comes to town. You have a good game.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we had a tough one the week before, and really I felt like how we played was unacceptable. Not taking anything away from Carl Junction,
sure.
But I just was not pleased with our effort that night. Our performance is probably a better way to put it. And so we challenged the kids this week and leading up to the Neosho game, and I felt like they had a good week of preparation. They had a good attitude to bounce back from a tough one the week before. And so we really challenged our offense because our offense was very stagnant, you know, in the Carl Junction game. And so they came out and put up 58 points. David Hadler had 270 yards rushing.
Excellent.
I think total we had 560 yards of offense. And I was really proud of them, how they responded to the challenges that we put on in front of them for the week. And so we got a big COC win, a big homecoming win, evened up our record. And so it was a fun night at Pirate Stadium.
Well, I could tell, and David Hadler's dad and mom have been a friend of ours since the kids were younger, live in a development that we have out close to the high school. And I texted his dad not long ago, and he said, what a fun season. We brought in yesterday a little surprise. The guy thought he was coming in today at 8:15, but he came yesterday. Michigan State plays Nebraska at Michigan State.
Saturday night.
the head of the Chamber of Commerce here, Jason Outman, is a huge Michigan State fan. So he comes to encourage Keith about what that game will be like.
He encouraged us to stay home.
You know, really. One of their running backs averages 10 yards a carry. Now, how do you do that? Okay. I don't know how you do that, but we'll find out because Nebraska can probably stop them.
Yeah,
but when you're making plays like that and you're having chunks of yardage, 5, 7, 8, 9, you want to throw, but you don't need to. It just opens up so much more for you.
Yeah, you know, we didn't throw the ball a lot, and we didn't need to, and it's just we got to a point in the game where we had to kind of a couple times later in the second half, or then you got to a point also where you're like, well, let's work on some concepts when you're up. You know, nothing, you know, you're not taking deep shots and trying to do that to the other team when you're up 30. But it is a fun night, and it's a satisfying night when you could just get behind that O-line and just get chunk yards. And so we ended up with I think 450 yards of rushing.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Tay Hill had 89 yards on 5 carries. David had 270 yards on 23 carries. Some of our younger backs like Ty Jenkins and Cy Rosa Paul, we had Giles, they all had, you know, good 10-yard plus runs later in the game, and we were getting some of these younger kids in there. And so it's just fun. It's satisfying. Coach Hancock, Coach Howard, our O-line coaches, they were pumped, you know.
I was just going to bring that up. You can get those yards, Keith, and you know as well as I do, but unless you have an offensive line like the Kansas City Chiefs who replaced them all, okay, and you've got that same situation, you've got to have holes open. I don't care who you're playing for the guy to run through.
Yeah, yeah, and we're right now we're starting 5 seniors on the offensive line, but only one of them is a returning full-time starter. And so I think they're starting to get in a groove. You know, they're starting to work together better. They're starting to understand our concepts. They're starting to play better. And I think they knew what we're wanting to accomplish, but getting that game experience, you know, has really, really been beneficial. So we're hoping to carry that momentum into the night.
Well, that's what I was going to say, Coach. We're going to turn the page. I want a little personal inside information with you for just a second. When you get older and your kids get older and your grandkids grow up, you know family names, Keith,
right?
But you don't know all the kids personally. The Jenkins family we know pretty well. It's fun to watch those kids. But Keith asked me about my shot. I've got Uncle Arthur took over my right knee, and I was told about a steroid shot you can get with Dr. Eford. Well, I worried about that for a long time because I'm saying, how do you put a shot in that thing? Well, he's pretty good. Well, not only is he pretty good with the shot he gave yesterday, I mentioned about his son. Then he said something to me, Keith, that I just can't get over.
Huh.
Dad said, he's 14. Now think about this. The kid comes in against Ozark. Yeah. He's 14. So did you get a chance to kick against Carl
Yeah.
Jones?
Yeah. You know,
We
scored 8 times, so he had 8 extra points. And then
hit them all?
And then we were 7 of 8. And then he kicked a field goal.
Really?
Hit a field goal. And then late in the game, and we were already up by, I think, 23 points, and we kind of got down into their territory, and it was 4th and 4. And in a normal situation, I might go for it, but I thought, we're up. The game's kind of in hand. Let's try for a 49-yarder to give him this game experience.
Sure.
So we attempted a 49-yarder. He missed it, but I think later on in his career, anytime I
could, how'd it look?
Anytime I. He just was short on it, but he kicked it straight, you know.
So good hold, good snap.
Yeah.
Well, that's a short on
that's
a 49-yarder. Yeah, very good experience.
Well, that's the point. You know, you if in games like that, if you can get game experience on some of those nuances, like a long field goal. And so, you know, he's probably going to have to ice his leg. I think he kicked off kicked off 10 times. He attempted 2 field goals and kicked 8 extra points at him. So he –
So, Alan Ritchie, I know you're doing a good job, but Travis Bronner, take a little day off from the throat doctor guy, okay? Since you're an All-American kicker from Missouri State, you might have a little Travis Bronner protege coming up behind you there. So,
hey, speaking of that, one thing that's cool for me is Dane's doing a great job, but two guys, and you'll know their names, have worked with him extensively. Alan Ritchie and Travis Bronner.
Both of them.
Both of them have worked and coached with Coach Dane and – And, you know, kicking is new for Dane. He didn't kick in junior high. This is his first year kicking. And so Alan Ritchie and Travis Bronner, two Branson legends, you know, have really worked with them. So that's really cool for me, as I love the history of our program, and you got the former principal and the former All-State player helping him out.
Well, I wonder if Travis can still do a 48-9.
I would not put my money against him. And when my son got hurt, he went to long snapping school up at Missouri State, loved a long snap to his friend. But with Travis, when you come to kick, went on. You know, he had a little stint with the Green Bay Packers in the preseason tryout stuff, right, and played arena football. I mean, he could kick. What a difference it makes, Coach, in your situation. And let's talk about that, because tonight that could be the difference. Because, look, let's just be gut-level honest with our new listeners, our sports fans. COC is tough. But Carthage, correct me if I'm wrong, they beat Joplin, and they beat Webb City. Okay? Now, Carthage is coming here, is that right? No, or we go to Carthage?
They're coming here tonight.
They're coming here. So here we. That's right, because I said Jake's got to make the trip on Monday. Carthage, head coach, you look at them, you know how you've. This is not new for you, Coach. You've been playing Webb City and Carthage and Joplin since you've been here. Game starts at what score, Keith?
0-0.
You line them up. Tell me about it.
Yeah, you know we. You know, I'll probably sound like a broken record on this show.
That's okay.
Because the COC's tough. And the top dogs, Webb City, Carthage, Joplin. I mean, that's and Nix is becoming one of those, you know, with the talent pool they're having and the size of their school and good coaching staffs. But Carthage is perennially a great football program. Coach Guidey has built something really fun there. I think over the last 10 years they've had multiple semifinal runs. They won state just 2 years ago. Last year they were defending state champs, ranked number one all year, undefeated, and I think they got upset in the district championship, so they went like 11-1 last year. And this year they're ranked number two. They're 4-0, and they're coming off a massive win for them. They beat Webb City 42-14.
Keith.
42-14.
Webb City. Hey, quickly, I want to go to Fritz's, and you're listening to him. I like his Coach Hayes.
Yeah.
Man, he's up against the World Trade Center, I think. But you know what? It's all 0-0, and it's happened before. It's happened with you. It happens. So, Keith, tell him about Fritz's.
If you'd like to be on your way to Fritz's, you could text your name, your phone number, and the school you favor right now. Branson Pirates would be a good idea. Let's blow up Darren's phone at 417-986-5532. That's 417-986-5532.
And I'd like to ask you to check your schedule and see if there's any way you can stay till 8 today, if you could.
I could stick around.
If you could, because when Andy calls, I'd love to have you with us so we can talk about the game with you, with you being able to see it than we did. We'd love that. All right, so we're ready, and you get the kids ready, and they got a very – listen, you've scored points.
Mm-hmm.
You've scored a lot of points. And from your perspective, might have scored more points this season than you have in past seasons at this point of the season.
Yeah, I mean, we had a – last week helped our average. I mean, we put up 58, so definitely. But, you know, I like challenges like this. You know, I enjoy playing the number two team in the state. I don't shy away from it. And one thing I told our kids this week, one thing I'm proud of in my 5 years here is I feel like against the top-tier programs, we're closing the gap. You look at just a couple years ago, we played Webb City down to 2 points in the fourth quarter. If you look at our Carthage games, last time they came here, we were up 7-0 in the fourth quarter, and then they had a big punt return and separated them. You look at last year, we played them at their place twice, had a 10-point loss in a game that was really close up into the fourth quarter. And then last year in the playoff game, it's 42-35, late fourth quarter. We have a potential pick six in our hands to go tie it up or take the win. And we tip it, and they catch it just on a luck play, and they ice the game on us. And so we have been right there. And this is my message to the kids. We have been right there, but close isn't good enough. Who's going to be the group to finally get over the hump and beat one of these big dogs?
And Carthage comes here. They're playing at home. Now, I want to ask you one more question. Andy's on the phone with us. He'll enjoy listening to this, I think. Andy, by the way, good morning.
Good morning.
Coach is going to stay with us because he had the luxury that you had when you got to go to Marshfield during the COVID thing. He got to come over last night, and we're going to have him stay with us. But here's the deal. Keith and I both know when Purdue goes to play Notre Dame, Notre Dame's not having the best year. They go to play Oklahoma, Nebraska.
Yeah.
And we've kidded Keith all week long because Keith tried to take, he said, held him to seven.
Hey,
we did.
I said we held him to seven.
Well, you only got beat by seven. But you played a great game.
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Number three team in the country.
So what do you do with juniors and seniors in school? They read the newspaper articles. They know what's going on. They know how. What do you do to these kids? Wait a minute. They're kids just like you are. They line up just like you are. And you smash mouth that kid across from me a couple of times. He realizes they're not playing just a puff cake. From Branson, we can hit. How do you motivate that, coach?
Well, I think a couple ways. I think you on one hand, you have to approach every game exactly the same, no matter who you're playing, and that's especially important in our league because everybody's good. And so I think on one hand, you can't puff your opponent up to be something that they're unbeatable or anything like that. But you have to respect them, and I think that there's a healthy respect for Carthage and Webb and everything. But there's also, I think we're building a culture that says we'll play anybody, anywhere, anytime. And that's the message I always send our team is we do not back down from anybody. I don't care who they are. I don't care if the Dallas Cowboys roll into town. We're going to play them.
You might have a better chance.
And we might.
Brad Dahl, if that was for you.
But I think it's just a culture that says we expect to win no matter who we play. And so I think we have that balance as coaches saying, all right, hey, Carthage is a good football program, but so are we. So are we. So let's go and give them everything we have.
Any injury update for me?
No, I mean we got some nicks and bruises. We're out. One of our starting DBs had appendicitis, which, you know, it's just, and he actually didn't know it last Friday, and it was happening during the game. And so I told him yesterday, I said, man, you're one tough son of a gun. You know, so anyway, but we're other than that, I think we're full go.
Head coach Anthony Hayes, to him and Mr. Hammonds and his staff and Coach Steve Hancock and Jeff Howard and all the others, go get Carthage. And fans, if you're listening today and you said you want to see a high school football game, make your way out to Pirate Stadium.
7 o'clock tonight.
And now we get the opportunity. This is going to be fun. A little break here, and we'll come back and introduce Andy. And we know Andy was on the other end of the game you got to see last night, so you're going to let us help interview Andy. The head coach of Hollister was on earlier, and I just love the respect that he had for their team and for the coaching and the atmosphere. And everything. And like I said, and what Andy's going to be able to tell us, they get to probably play each other again. Yeah, Mr. O'Neill, take us to the break.
All right, it is going to be, we're going to turn the page, Branson Pirates tonight, 7 o'clock. Good Morning Ozarks and a special Football Friday.